From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. The Mexican consulate in Little Rock is one of 50 around the United States. Located in a building along University Avenue since 2007, the consulate just got a new chief this summer. KUAR's Chris Hickey spoke with him and has this report.
Rodolfo Quilantan became head consul of the Little Rock office in June. A veteran of the Mexican Foreign Service, he most recently served in the border town of Brownsville, Texas, and in Los Angeles. Sitting in his office beneath a framed photo of Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto, Quilantan talks about the local community leaders he's met over the last few weeks. Little Rock Police Chief Kenton Buckner, Mayor Mark Stola, School Superintendent Mike Poor, Catholic Bishop Anthony Taylor, among others.
Because we need to work together. That is the only way. If we work together, we can achieve many goals.
Aside from providing documentation like passports and matriculas consulares, or consular IDs, to nationals living in the state, the consulate offers legal assistance and sponsors educational programs throughout the year. There are events like a Labor Rights Week, a Binational Health Week, and a Financial Education Week. But Quilantan says the consulate needs to venture out into the community more often.
The Mexican consulate work is not only in the building. We need to go outside. We need to go to the communities in the places where they are congregated.
By that, he primarily means going into churches and visiting PTA meetings at local schools.
Say, hey, we are from the Mexican consulate. We provide these kind of services. Don't be afraid to come here. Because many Mexicans are afraid to come here.
Quilantan says certain myths tend to circulate about what actions the consulate can take, like call Immigration and Customs Enforcement, better known as ICE. Another myth, that children born to Mexicans in the U.S. are unable to attain Mexican citizenship.
When we started to talk, they say, well, es que mi comadre, my friend, my neighbor told me that I don't need to bring my kid to make the registration. So we have a lot of myths, a lot of misunderstandings, and for that reason, we have to go to the places where they are.
Quilantan also wants to work with Arkansas's higher education institutions in promoting the Proyecta 100,000, a goal of the Mexican government to send 100,000 exchange students into American colleges and universities by 2018. He also hopes to assist the city of Little Rock as it develops a municipal ID program for undocumented residents. On comments made by Republican contender Donald Trump during the presidential campaign, Quilantan says he cannot comment on political matters, but
we are working very high to try to establish a particular mechanisms of self-defense.
By mechanisms of self-defense, Quilantan means the Mexican government and its foreign service will be attempting a public relations strategy to promote a positive relationship between the U.S. and its southern neighbor, with hundreds of billions of dollars of trade between the two countries as a center point. Chris Hickey, KUAR News.